Hello and welcome to The Science of Ageless Living. I'm your host, Dr. Ethan Hausman Marquez, medical innovator, aesthetic pioneer, and lifelong student of the human body and its incredible potential. Broadcasting from the Catalyst Clinic with locations in London, New York, and Amsterdam, this podcast is your ultimate guide to unlocking the secrets of living not just longer, but better. Today, we're diving into a truly fascinating peptide that's been making waves in both the scientific community and the world of regenerative medicine, BPC-157. This remarkable peptide has earned the nickname Miracle Molecule for its ability to heal the gut, repair tissues, and even modulate gene expression. But where did it come from? How does it work? And what's really happening at the genomic level when BPC-157 is at work? This podcast will delve deeper than most publications are able to, exploring the epigenetics of BPC-157 to break down any ambiguity. I'll make this easy to follow for everyone. So buckle up. We're about to embark on a journey into the molecular world of healing and regeneration. Let's start at the beginning. BPC-157, short for Body Protective Compound 157, is a synthetic peptide derived from a naturally occurring protein found in gastric juices. Yes, you heard that right. Your stomach lining produces a protein that acts as a natural protector and healer, especially for your gut. Scientists uncovered this compound while studying the stomach's remarkable ability to heal itself. Think about it. Despite the relentless assault of stomach acid and digestive enzymes, the stomach lining is able to repair itself rapidly. Researchers became fascinated by this resilience and asked, "What's the secret sauce here?" That's when they discovered a key component of stomach juice proteins, a sequence of amino acids later synthesized in the lab into what we now call BPC-157. This peptide is tiny, just 15 amino acids long, but it packs a serious punch when it comes to healing and regeneration. Now let's talk about how BPC-157 works, particularly in the gut. Imagine your gut as a busy highway system, roads, bridges, and tunnels connecting different parts of your digestive system. Over time, this infrastructure can become damaged by poor diet, stress, medications like NSAIDs, or inflammatory conditions such as IBS or Crohn's disease. When damage occurs, BPC-157 acts like a highly skilled repair crew. It rushes to the site of injury, assesses the damage, and begins patching things up. How? By promoting angiogenesis, the formation of new blood vessels. Think of blood vessels as the highways in this analogy. They deliver oxygen, nutrients, and immune cells to the site of injury. Without sufficient blood flow, healing grinds to a halt. BPC-157 stimulates the growth of blood vessels, ensuring damaged tissues receive everything they need to recover. But that's not all. BPC-157 also strengthens the gut lining itself. Your gut walls are lined with tight junctions, which act like bricks in a protective wall, keeping harmful substances out of your bloodstream. When these tight junctions weaken or become leaky, it can lead to leaky gut syndrome. BPC-157 helps restore these tight junctions, essentially resealing the wall and preventing further damage. The scientific community quickly realized that BPC-157's gut healing properties could be applied to other parts of the body. Researchers began studying its effects on tendons, ligaments, and even the brain. In animal studies, BPC-157 has been shown to accelerate the healing of Achilles, tendon injuries, promote bone repair, and protect neurons in the brain following traumatic injuries. It's as if this peptide has a universal blueprint for tissue repair. Whether it's the gut, the brain, or a tendon, BPC-157 seems to know exactly what to do. Interestingly, BPC-157 has also shown protective effects against NSAID-induced stomach damage. NSAIDs, like ibuprofen, are notorious for damaging the stomach lining, often causing ulcers. BPC-157 not only prevents this damage, but also speeds up healing if damage has already occurred. The biological mechanism at the genomic level. Now let's zoom in even further and talk about what's happening at the genomic level when BPC-157 works its magic. If peptides are the messengers of the body, then genes are the instruction manuals. BPC-157 interacts directly with these instruction manuals, flipping certain switches on or off to initiate healing. One of the key pathways influenced by BPC-157 is the VEGF, or vascular endothelial growth factor pathway. VEGF is a protein that regulates the formation of blood vessels. By upregulating VEGF, BPC-157 triggers angiogenesis, ensuring injured tissues are flooded with nutrients and oxygen. Another important mechanism involves cytokine modulation. Cytokines are signaling proteins that regulate inflammation. BPC-157 helps balance pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory cytokines, ensuring inflammation doesn't spiral out of control. This is particularly important in the gut, where chronic inflammation can lead to conditions like ulcerative colitis. Additionally, BPC-157 influences the expression of genes involved in cell proliferation and migration. In simple terms, it tells your cells to multiply and move to the site of injury, speeding up the repair process. Finally, there's evidence that BPC-157 interacts with the nitric oxide system, which regulates blood flow and tissue oxygenation. By modulating this system, BPC-157 ensures tissues receive an optimal supply of oxygen, further enhancing healing. Why BPC-157 is a game changer? So why does this matter? Because BPC-157 represents a paradigm shift in how we think about healing and regeneration. Instead of just masking symptoms or relying on invasive procedures, BPC-157 works with the body's natural repair mechanisms, enhancing its ability to heal itself. For those struggling with chronic gut issues, tendon injuries, or even neuroinflammation, BPC-157 offers a promising alternative to traditional treatments. While much of the research has been conducted on animals, the results are so compelling that human trials are already underway. What's next for BPC-157? As we learn more about this incredible peptide, the possibilities seem endless. Could BPC-157 be used to treat degenerative diseases, reverse the damage caused by aging, optimize performance and recovery in athletes? These are the questions researchers are working to answer, and I, for one, am excited to see what the future holds. That's all for today's episode of The Science of Ageless Living. If you enjoyed this discussion on BPC-157, don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with anyone curious about the cutting edge of health and longevity. Until next time, I am Dr. Ethan Hausman. Stay curious, stay healthy, and keep thriving.